Are you looking for a guaranteed investment?
You're never too young to tame a mountain. You're never too old to chase a dream.
In a world that's being dominated by the three big R words, many of us have begun to wonder what the future really holds. Some of us have spent years working hard, saving and investing, all in the hope of being able to enjoy life not just now, but well into the future. Still, some of us who are younger have watched as this economic meltdown has sent hundreds of ordinary people to the wall, and we've begun to wonder whether there will actually be a future for us at all. In 2008, the first shockwaves of the economic collapse began to radiate out from the US economy. In 2009, the first of the big R words began to appear regularly on the pages of just about every major newspaper in the country. Australia, like so many other developed economies, had slumped into recession. Millions were being wiped off the stock market. Investments once considered safe as houses were being stripped away. Unemployment was set to skyrocket. In the face of all of this, governments went into overdrive, seeking to prop up their ailing economies with the next big R word, rescue. Rescue packages. Billions have been poured into our economies, all in the hope of staving off a deep and protracted depression like that of the 1930s. In addition to this, many governments have tried to lift the gloomy economic outlook from our eyes by talking up the third big R word, recovery. But what will recovery really mean? You know, the Bible tells us that the real problem that confronts us today is not just a matter of economic recession, where our investments may well be failing us. Our real problem is a spiritual recession, where our hearts have been drawn far away from the God who made us. For too long, we've been tempted to put our faith and our confidence in our own abilities and our material wealth. We thought that these things would be the things that would bring us lasting satisfaction and joy. But for many of us, the dream has begun to crumble. Yet, in the midst of this painful recession, there are those who've begun to sense that our real problems are not just economic. Our real problem is our selfish ambition and our love of material things that has turned our hearts away from God. But you know, the Bible calls that turning away from God sin. Like the economic recession that's been taking thousands of people down the drain, so too sin is destined to ruin each one of us, damning us to an eternity of separation from God. But the message of the Bible is that long before you and I were even born, God devised a rescue package, a means by which He could bail us out of the hopeless clutches of our sin. His rescue package, however, didn't come in the form of a short-lived stimulus package that would enable us to keep investing for the few short years of our earthly lives. His rescue package came in the form of a person, His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. As He died on the cross almost 2,000 years ago, He paid the price for all of our sin, our careless rejection of God. He bought up all the bad debts of our sin so that we could be completely forgiven. Then He rose again so that we might be given a brand new investment portfolio, one which would last for all eternity to come. He rose again so that we might be given the free gift of eternal life. In the Gospels, Jesus warns us about focusing too much on the wrong kinds of investments. He says, "Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal." And we could add, "where economic recessions destroy your hope." Instead, Jesus says, "store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Jesus wasn't condemning wise and careful investment, but He was reminding us that all of these investments are bound to fail at some point, and you can't take any of it with you when this life is over. But by contrast, there is an investment which is guaranteed to last forever, even in the face of the deepest economic recession. It's an investment in heaven. But how can we lock into this kind of investment? Again, it was Jesus who said, "God loved the world of people, like you and me, so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that whoever chooses to believe in him should not perish or be forever separated from God, but have eternal life. If you'd like to be assured of this guaranteed investment, it can be yours today for free. All it requires is that you acknowledge the fact of your own sin, your selfish determination to live for yourself instead of God, that you turn from your selfishness and sin and you surrender your life in faith to Jesus Christ who died in your place. If you will, God has promised that he will not only wipe out the debt of your sin, but he will give you an investment that will last for all eternity to come, the gift of eternal life. If you'd like to receive this guaranteed investment, which Jesus promised as a free gift, then why not tell God right now by praying something like this? Dear God, I know that for too long I have ignored you and tried to live life my own way. I've invested so much of my time and energy into things which will not last. I acknowledge that I have sinned by living for myself without regard for you. Thank you that you sent Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Right now, I want to turn from my selfishness and sin, and I want to surrender my life in faith to Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for all of my sin and give me the new life you promised, a life which is lived in peace with you and a life which will last forever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, can I encourage you to contact us at the web address shown on the CD or on the flyer that accompanies the CD? We'd love to hear from you and would count it a privilege to pray for you as you embark upon this new life of faith in Jesus Christ. In addition to this, can I suggest that if you've not been in the practice of going to church, that you find a church where they teach the Bible. It'll help you enormously as you seek to grow in your newly discovered relationship with God, the God of true and lasting hope.